Welcome to the Via Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kwadwo Benton Williams. The Via Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Today's conversation is an exclusive chat with the newly appointed Executive Director of Zambia Institute of Tourism and Hospitality Studies, ZIT, Mrs. Anne Kwama Sibanda. On the sidelines of the just-ended second Travel, Hospitality and Tourism Education Summit held in Lusaka, Zambia, Anne tells me ZIT is committed to using initiatives such as the summit to help address the gaps in the human resource base of the tourism sector. She outlines her vision for the country's leading hospitality institution and how partnerships will help ZIT adapt to the fast-changing needs of the sector. So welcome to the Via Tourism Podcast, and on the sidelines of the second Travel and Hospitality Education Summit here in Lusaka, Zambia, I have been joined by the new Executive Director for ZIT, Zambia Institute of Hospitality and Tourism something. Okay, she's Anne Kwama. She's going to introduce herself. Hi, Anne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations again for your new appointment, for your appointment.
Thank you. Thank
How
you,
does it feel?
It feels really great. It's in line with my aspirations, okay. Career goals.
Okay.
So it feels really great. It's a blessing. I'm very excited about it. Looking forward to creating a footprint for myself and for the tourism subsector and the entire tourism industry in Zambia and across the region.
Okay, perfect. Let's start from what is ZIT? Those who don't understand ZIT, what does it do? I know it's an institute of tourism education.
Yes.
What are the mandate and what do they do?
Right. So ZIT's, as we passionately know it, but it's Zambia Institute for Tourism and Hospitality Studies. It is a statutory body under the Ministry of Tourism
okay. That
is mandated to provide tourism and hospitality education, training, as well as capacity development for the tourism sector, as well as the tourism subsectors and the hospitality subsectors. So we don't end at ZIT itself, but we go across the tourism and hospitality sector. That's the mandate. So we are developing human capital for the industry in tourism.
Okay. You know, before the chat, you told me that you have two parts of it.
Yes.
Explain further.
Yes. So ZIT is a hotel school.
Okay.
So we have the education side of it, and we have a hotel. So the hotel then becomes more
the practical
like,
point of yes, where they go and exhibit or kind of
absolutely.
Learn.
Absolutely. You know. Yes, where they go to practice what okay. They've learned in school. So the second aspect of it is the hotel school, which then becomes more like a lab where they go to practice, as already stated. So then the other side is the school itself. So that's the structure.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you, the question around how, yes, it's very relevant, and I like that model, mm-hmm. but in the context of where we are now, how have you adapted well to the fast-changing pace of the industry
right.
and, you know, the classroom and then the right. education? I mean, the classroom and then the field work with technology and all the things that is coming up of late.
Right. So at ZIT, we currently have limitations.
Yeah.
So what we have done to combat those limitations is to, of course, take our learners through the theoretical aspect
okay.
of the learning. Then we take them out to industry, where they gather their experience, their exposure in industry. So because we have limitations at ZIT in terms of the facility itself, the provision and the equipment, then we collaborate with industry who provide us an opportunity to do internships or to do what we're calling attachments in their hotels. So to provide the practical aspect, then we take our students for a minimum of 3 months practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're also addressing these issues, because then we want to be able to provide relevance to the industry, or want to provide a human capital that is industry ready and fit for purpose. So we're currently looking into those issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what a time to be appointed.
1 month into the job, we are having this ongoing second summit here.
Yes.
How does it fit well into your objective and mm-hmm. organizations and the vision to, if you like, help build a tourism sector which is sustainable, because you have a very ready skill set to take on the industry?
Right, thanks. So in line with our mandate, we also acknowledge that our limitations, and we are continually looking for ways to increase access to industry education. So it's against this background that we have introduced the Hospitality and Tourism Education Summit as a platform for constructive dialogue among educators, employers, as well as policymakers and job seekers. So this then, as you know, Zambia volunteered to become a lead country in the region for tourism education in 2023. So the Institute, which is its, as an institution mandated under the Ministry of Tourism to provide human capital development, aligned itself with the UN Tourism Education Guidelines. So as such, this platform then helps ZITS to meet its objectives and our future plans. Then we are setting ourselves and positioning ourselves in this summit for us to be able to glean from industry players, from international speakers, so that our future plans as being that center of excellence in the hospitality industry and to meet our mandate becomes a reality. So we will glean from the industry players. We've brought in general managers, we've brought in international speakers, we've brought in participants such as the Cambridge and La Roche. So we could glean and position ZITS to be that that institution that provides relevance and that provides a skill set that becomes relevant to the industry and meets the industry needs.
Okay. Yeah. Now you talk about the industry needs. Around a time where private sector or the industry believe that sometimes what they put forward is not being taken, to what extent are you going to engage the private sector to ensure that what is the changing needs of customers and travelers and things are finding itself in what you're training the students to prepare themselves for the market?
So we're constantly engaging the private sector. For example, we have invited general managers from different hotels here in Lusaka and across Zambia. So then they begin to tell us their expectation. They begin to tell us what they expect of the skill set that we are grooming as ZITS. So in them really providing what the expectations are, and as well sitting at a round table with them, actually having them be part of even the curriculum development, being part of the training of these students and actually having them come on board to ZITS and provide some lectures becomes very, very pivotal for us and provides for us an opportunity for our students to get first-hand information from the key industry players in the private sector as well. So we are really engaged to the extent where we are sitting at round tables and really collaborating on what we should train, which is relevant to their industry.
Finally, what's your vision for the sector? In the 1 month that you've been in the position, what do you want to do to change or to, as it were, help lift not just the institution, but the tourism subset, the hospitality subsector?
In terms of human development, really that's our focal point. So we are looking to take ZITS from a place that is known to be a local or a domestic type of institution that provides education, and to actually bring them part to part with the international community of tourism. So we do not want to see a difference between our students and students from La Roche. So we want our students to be able to be employed even on an international level. So we would like to see some exchange programs going on. We want to see ZITS represent Zambia or the tourism sector at an international level, at an international scope. So we are looking to really lift ZITS to the international stage. So any student that we produce at Zambia Institute for Tourism and Hospitality Studies should be able to stand on an international field, should be able to provide the service that they need without any differences. That's okay. What we're looking to
and,
do.
And finally, do you have any programs coming up, initiative? Because yesterday, I think the vice chair of your board had mentioned that you had some exchange program whereby yes. You are taking students to the States as well as yes. You know, vice okay. versa to be able yes. to help them build yes. the capacity. Do you have any initiative as that or new things coming up you know, in terms of exchange, knowledge yes. exchange?
So we are looking to uphold or continue this student exchange as what was witnessed earlier in the year. So we were looking to expand on that, as well as we know, like was mentioned, we have private partnerships with institutions like Diageo. So we're looking to continue on that. And if there are any other players out there or institutions out there that are ready to partner with ourselves, we are open to that. So really, like ZITS reintroduced an apprenticeship program that allowed for 50 learners to undergo workplace training. So such partnerships where our students can actually undergo training on the job or industry exposure, we're looking to do that. So there are many other programs that we would be able to share at a later stage that we would like to roll out. But overall, it's really programs that help our students get the exposure that they need. By sending them out there to places like the United States, it gives them a really great opportunity for them to know what is out there and then to return that knowledge to Zambia and be able to really become relevant and employable in the industry.
I must mention also, I think it's encouraging and heartwarming to see that you have a Kenya Utali College with mm-hmm. you know, the years of experience being part of this conference, and
yes.
you know, it's you know, it makes it a good way to start it to benchmark, you know, in the region
yes.
as well. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best. And we'll come back to you 1 year from now and see what's happening.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Kojima.